Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office time.
Yeah, it is.
So sexy. So sexy place. So I saw this fantastic article in the Sky News. And the headline is, woman attacked by alligator says, I love him and shouldn't face any he shouldn't face any consequences.
Is that a woman?
I believe so. And the links are in the podcast notes, but Lindsay Bull is the name of this woman, and she has an alligator. Her alligator is 8 feet long.
Yeah.
And she named it Darth Gator.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it says that the Darth Gator, wow, there's a lot of typos in this article, was a member of her family.
Yeah.
And said, quote, it was having a bad day when it bit her.
Did it bite her arm? Is that like her? It looks like her arm might be right in its mouth.
I think that her arm is right in its mouth. So we're going to read the article because there's a link. It says, an animal handler attacked by an alligator as crying children looked on said she, quote, loves the reptile and that it should not face any consequences. You know, it sounds like a domestic violence situation to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Sean and I have worked with many of those. So
she married to the alligator?
They must be married, honestly.
Just on and off again, boyfriend, girlfriend, a long time.
What do you expect from an alligator named Darth Gator?
I mean,
Darth was bad.
Yeah.
All right, Anakin was not cool. He was mean.
That's right.
All right. But anyways, Lindsay Bull, once again quoting, was left wrestling with the creature after it clamped its jaws down on her hand in front of guests during a child's birthday party at Scales and Tails in Salt Lake City, Utah. I had to admit that I totally had a bias here, and I was a bigot, and I thought it happened in Florida.
Oh, really?
Well, it's an alligator.
Well, this must be like an indoor place, huh?
Yeah. So, continuing with the article, she was eventually rescued from the alligator, Darth Gator, after visitor Donnie Wiseman, who was wise, leapt into the water and clambered on top of the animal. Video of the incident was viewed by millions online, but Ms. Bull and the Reptile Center's owner say it should not come to harm as a result of the attack. Ms. Bull, who avoided losing her limb after undergoing surgery, said, we are going to fight as long as we can to keep him. As long as he is in our care and it is our choice, no consequences are going to happen to him. He was just doing what an animal does. She told Utah's Deseret News she had worked with Darth Gator, can't say that and keep a straight face, for more than 3 years, and he'd been trained to respond to commands, including to allow her to kiss him on the face.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Oh, I love him. He is like a member of my family, she said. That is true of everyone who works there. Everyone loves Darth. She said the attack happened when the alligator became confused because he knew he was about to be fed, saying he mistook her hand for food. For all he knew, it was a piece of chicken, so he grabbed it, she said. Jane Richens, Scales and Trails owner, also said the animal would not come to harm while in their hands. I know as long as we have him, he's safe. He was just having a bad day.
Shouldn't have said that.
Having a bad day.
Yeah, because that's what got PETA up on him now. Because, of course, he's having a bad day. He lived out of the cage.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah. You want some random lady kissing you all the time? Like, oh, my God.
No, he's probably going to clamp down on her face next.
I know. Like, oh, my God. This B-I-T-C-H kisses me and then demands me food. Like, that's not a healthy relationship going on. What was that?
I don't know. There's some noise outside. You know what? Can we go up a little bit?
Yeah, baby.
Stop right there, please.
Uh-huh.
It says Ms. Bull who avoided losing her limb after undergoing surgery.
Right.
Well, for some reason, that sentence makes me seem like it's an option. Like, hey, you can have some surgery, or you can opt out of the surgery, and we'll just twist your arm a couple times, and those little threads of skin will pop right off.
So there's actual video that we're watching right now.
Oh, there
and
is.
And that gator comes all the way out of his pond to bite her hand.
And, yeah, it does.
And does not let go. And she's like in the thing with it. It's terrifying. And then he rolls.
He's rolling her.
He's doing
crazy.
A death roll. This is not a gator who thinks her hand is chicken. He knows what he's doing. And I mean, if
that guy does go get on top of it, though.
Yeah. But,
he needs to be pulling backwards on that jaw.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't know because he doesn't know about gators like you do, Florida man. But
well, he's got it pinned down pretty good, though.
Yeah, but how crazy is that? The actual video.
Yeah, she got it out. And now it's kind of short.
Like, the link on the video is amazing. It's terrifying. Actually, Darth Gator went in. And you know what? That doesn't look like the biggest place for an alligator
to hang
out.
Oh, that's tiny.
Out,
I don't know if that's where it stays all the time.
I hope not. And now
they got to figure out how to get the friggin' hero out of the thing.
Yeah, so this guy totally saves
it's
her.
It's like, do you not have any electrical tape on hand where you can tape up its friggin' mouth?
Yeah, but he got out too. Wow, that guy was a hero. You know, the real story is that other guy was a friggin' hero.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
he really was.
They should be giving him free Scales and Trails tickets for the rest of his life.
She did a really good job staying calm. And
she was calm.
And rolling with him and stuff.
But, wow.
Yeah.
You all have to go, if you aren't going to get triggered by it or something, you need to go look at that video.
Yeah, that's a great video.
And you also have to, we all need to give that guy props.
Oh, yeah, Yellow Shirt Guy.
Yellow Shirt Guy.
Props.
Also called Donnie.
Was his name Donnie? Oh, yeah.
Donnie Wiseman.
Donnie Wiseman.
Like one of the wise men for Jesus.
Yeah. He was the wise man for Ms. Bull.
He sure was. It was terrifying, but in much happier news.
Alligator's about to tear our mom.
Darth Gator was angry. Yeah. Darth Gator was done with that stuff. And you know what? I'm kind of with PETA sometimes, you know?
It was probably... I hope they don't keep him in that little... It's like a shoebox full of water.
I bet they don't. I bet they have a nice place for him.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we don't know. So
no,
we're not going to be libelous or anything.
No, we're not being libelous. I just I like to see
a gator have a little happiness.
His other kennel.
I just think that he was tired of the kissing.
One.
He was tired of the kissing.
Probably. All
right. So our other odd news is an article by Ben Hooper in UPI.com, and it's so much happier. Except it doesn't sadly have the cool name of Darth Gator. Mm. But there is a dog and there is a cat and their names are Lollipop and Sashimi. and they're from Ontario, Canada. And the doggy, if you want to imagine, is a 5-year-old Boston Terrier. His name is Lollipop. And the kitty is a Bengal cat and she is 7. And her name is
Sashimi.
And they've been friends for a long, long time. And they decided, or their owner decided, who is a professional dog trainer, decided that they needed to go and see if they could break the Guinness World Record. And there's a Guinness World Record for this.
They might not have broken it. They might have said it. It might be.
All right. Maybe
like
they just.
Category
said it.
Can invention.
Can you just create a category?
I think you can.
All right. So they have the fastest 5 meters on a scooter by a dog and a cat at the same time. So you the dog and the cat are both riding the scooter for 5 meters.
That's really funny.
So the lady, Melissa Millett, or Millet, said she trained the animals to ride the scooter, you know, one at a time, right? And the quote is, Lollipop and Sashimi both enjoyed the scooter alone, and it had never occurred to me that they would ride it together. How do you even think of riding a scooter, putting your cat on a scooter, man?
I don't know, dude.
Was she smoking some weed?
I think this act's done, though.
Oh.
Because I ate a lot of sashimi tonight.
That's not the kind of sashimi you ate, man. Oh, that could go so many bad ways because it was a cat. All right, so one day during practice, here's her quote. One day during practice, Lollipop was working on her scooter riding when Sashimi ran over to try and steal a turn. Sashimi jumped on the scooter first, then Lollipop jumped on and started pushing her. We were shocked. They had made up the trick themselves, and now it's my absolute favorite trick. So I guess apparently they're famous locally for riding
scooter. I'm sure they are.
And she said that the response can only be likened to media frenzy over a celebrity. People gather, take photos, they create quite a stir.
I'm sure they did.
So their Guinness World Record was 5 meters, 16.4 feet. Sorry, my dyslexia right there. In 4.37 seconds, which isn't a long time to have to hang on to that scooter. Like, how long?
No, but you got to think about the speed of it and everything. Because
I don't know.
I mean, I would think the animals have to propel themselves, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, but that's pretty, you know, it's 3 foot per second. So it's not fast, but it's pretty fast for that
situation. I want to see long distance cat and dog on a scooter. I don't care how fast they are. I just want to see them do it for like a mile through town. Give them a little wave. Stop and occasionally stop and chase a squirrel. Like, how funny.
Jumping off a pee break or a water bowl, like, then getting back on.
There's Bart Carver. I'm going to go get some water. Right. Hold on. Sashimi. And Sashimi's like, man.
That's a lot of training right there.
That would be so cool.
Park the scooter.
That'd be amazing.
Those were some good random thoughts.
Thank you. Darth Gator and Doggy and Kitty on scooters.
Darth Gator and Sashimi.
Oh, don't say that.
Writing tip for the paw.
So this episode, now that we're into the helpful part of the podcast and no longer talking about women and their alligators that attack them or ducks and cats breaking records together, we thought we'd take a quick look and be helpful at a really big grammar mistake.
Oh, hey, I just want to run this idea by you real quick.
Later so we're on. Not going to talk about
Yeah, we are. We're going to talk about grammar mistakes in just a second. When we go to bed tonight, can we do a little role play?
No.
You can be the handler and I'll be the alligator.
And you're going to bite my hand and then we're going to roll around. Is some other random guy going to jump on your back and make you let go of my hand?
All right. You got to ruin everything. It's not going to be the death roll, though.
Okay. Anyways. I apologize for Sean. All right. So today's podcast in our NPR voices is about the word into, or the two words in and to.
Whew, that sounds like it's pretty deep.
It is pretty deep, man. All right. So a lot of people get confused about the word into and if it's one word or two and it's both and when you're supposed to use each one. So like, is it, dude, I am so into you, one word for into?
Or is it more like, dude, I am so into you?
Right, exactly. Two words. So here's how it works. You ready?
You didn't even get my joke. Into.
I got it. I just pretended that you were not being trying to go for an explicit podcast.
Can I read this, please?
Yes.
Into, all as one word, is a preposition.
Preposition.
Or a preposition.
Oh, no.
So choose. Which means it's showing movement of one thing to another thing. Son of a gun? I totally understand now, baby. Why didn't you tell me it was eons ago?
Because you didn't ask me.
But into...
two words.
Has two grammatical bits going on right there.
Because there's two words.
The in is an adverb, and the to is the preposition.
Preposition.
And they aren't like snuggled up in bed like a cohabitating couple.
Or a lady and her alligator.
They just tend to show up in the sentence next to each other.
Right? Get it? Like, into... adverb, preposition, into shows movement, one word. And you know what you can think? Because there's movement, those words are smooshed together because they've moved together. That's a good way to remember.
Right.
No? Your eyes didn't light up with recognition. When
I got the into and the into. My problem is with the verbiage of the paragraph for a two-word version of into. So in is an adverb.
Right.
That's describing a verb. The verb.
And then the preposition begins the prepositional phrase.
Right.
What's going on next. So here are some examples that will help you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. So into as one word.
Yeah.
Here are the examples. Ready? I'm going to do them. You can do it as two words.
All right.
Baby, I made it in, oops, into the office. It's a typo there. Baby, I made it.
Is that a typo?
Yes, okay. Baby, I made it into the office today, but only just barely because cough, you know. Into is showing the movement, right?
Right.
Lordy, look what Santa put into your stocking. movement. One word. Right. That alligator went into that woman's head, man. He like took total control, right?
Yeah.
Movement. So into as one word usually tells you where something is happening. You want to do into as two words?
I do.
All right. Give us the examples, Bae.
Okay.
All right.
Look, I'm standing in to make a statement to our senator. I'm standing in. Look, I'm standing in to make a statement to our senator.
Good job.
Santa came in to say a hearty hello. The dog and cat rode into... No, the dog and cat rode in to break that record on that damn scooter.
There you go.
Wow. I didn't know there was actually such a cadence for the N2s.
Yeah, man, that's why
it's like there's gotta be, you gotta mentally put a comma there almost.
You just have to have a pause in between your words.
Yeah. I usually don't pause much. N2 usually can be submitted, substituted for in order to.
Right. So, look, I am standing in order to make a statement to our senator. Oh. Santa came in order to say how hearty hello. The dog and cat rode in order to make a record on that damn scooter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man, right? Easy peasy.
That is, actually.
So I don't know what all the writing tip of the pod is that. Other than...
Remember the tips that we just gave you, and you'll have N2 and N2 down pat.
Yeah. Right. Two words are different than one. How's that sound? As, like, the podcast and...
Oh, yeah. Two words, especially for those two words,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Don't put your adverb with your preposition.
Don't.
Well, that's one. Only as two.
Now everybody's confused again.
No, man. It just sounded like we've been smoking weed or something.
I know, baby. Well, it is like 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday.
It's too late, man.
Too late for what? Oh, just to be awake.
Yeah. Just for being cognizant.
Dog tip for life. So this dog tip actually comes from Gabby this week. As Gabby says, sometimes taking chances pays off. Like when you jump on a scooter with your favorite cat, whose name is Cloud in this house. Gabby loves... Well, no, Cloud loves Gabby, actually.
Gabby loves her dog. Secretly.
And sometimes it doesn't pay off. Like when you bite your handler's hand. And they show up at work the next day with a brand new pair of fancy alligator cowboy boots.
Oh, is that? That did not happen.
Choose your risks wisely. And that goes for copy editing, too. Unless you're super sure you know all the grammar, don't copy edit your own story. In fact, you shouldn't be editing your own stories. I mean, you should, obviously, get the first, you know, 9 pass-throughs out of the way. But save the last couple for somebody else that's not acclimated to your work.
A new set of eyes helps.
Oh my God, it does.
And we all have weaknesses. And your weakness might be into versus into.
Yeah, that's right.
Or I'm reading a story right now and they keep saying it was an intense stare.
Oh, intense, yeah.
And they mean intense. And it cracks me up every time.
Hey, does anybody ever spell it I-N-T-E-N-T-S? Intense.
Oh, but that would be even better.
That's like the one word version of N2.
Yeah.
It went intense. And then it got intense.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you but there's I mean? A lot of that intense stares. He looked at her intently. She looked at him intently. His stare was intent.
That's cracking me up every time. It's really hard to look her in the eyes and not at her chest. That's what that
means. Oh, is that what it means?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
That's why I'm always staring at you intently, baby. Plus, you got those beautiful blue eyes.
Oh, my word. Are you
it's like the bottomless sea that goes so deep it actually reaches the sky.
What? How can the bottomless sea reach the sky?
Well, if the world was but a clear marble, it would be sky to sky.
I don't know. We should never do the podcast at night.
Why not?
Because we get really weird.
Hey, thank you very much for listening. We hope we made you laugh at least one time.
Yeah, man.
And please
and learn
share,
something.
Like, and subscribe. Because we need more than 2 listeners.
Stop it. I think we have like 360
Not listeners.
300,000 downloads.
But I know we got over a quarter million.
Nobody ever talked to us or anything about it.
I know.
Anyways, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist is Broke for Free, and the song is Summer Spliff, and you can find that in our podcast notes, which are at carriejonesbooks.blog. We also have another podcast, Loving the Strange, that we stream live on my Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn sometimes on Fridays, and then Audia and Anchor and everywhere else on Saturdays. All my Twitter and Facebook and social media handles are C-A-R-R-I-E. You want to spell the next part?
J-O-N-E-S.
B-O-O-K-S.
Or?
Without the S.
Carrie Jones book.
Yeah, man. The links we mentioned, the random thoughts of the podcast, are always in our podcast notes here, wherever you're listening, and also on my blog. And I have new books out, so go buy them so I don't have to get a real job.
She's really close to getting a real job.
No!
Go to Amazon.com. No,
don't say that.
Look up Carrie Jones.
No. That's really depressing.
Sorry, baby.
You just broke my heart on again.
You can be a greeter at Walmart.
I'd be an okay greeter at Walmart.
Oh, you'd be a fantastic greeter.
But I don't think they pay me enough to keep you in your Bud Light.
No, probably not. That's all right.
Yeah. Hey, but really, thank you for listening. I hope you learned something.
I hope you learned something, too.
Keep it real. And we also have bonus episodes where I interview other authors. And we also have Be Brave Fridays, where we share people's stories of bravery.
That's right. And send us one if you have one.
Because you can't be brave if you can't send the story.
That's right. Maybe that could be some of these Be Brave stories.
Just send in
actually story. Send in the story.
Oh, I have no story, but I'm being
brave. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Anything works. We're not judgy.
Yeah.